The Six Foolish Men of Delhi. Akbar enjoyed the wit and wisdom of Birbal. He also knew that Birbal never failed to suggest a solution to the most tricky situations. Can a man be so clever that he never go wrong? Akbar wondered. He wanted to set Birbal a difficult task. After days of pondering, he came up with a task that he felt would be impossible to do. He felt very pleased with himself for having thought of such a task. The next morning, when Birbal came to court, Akbar said, "Birbal, scholars and wise men come to my court from far and near. Now, I am curious to meet the most foolish men in my kingdom. Bring 6 of the most foolish men to my court. I'll give you a day to find them." Akbar was even more pleased to see that Birbal looked puzzled. "I will try, Your Majesty," is all that Birbal could say. The next morning, Birbal set out early. Dressed in ordinary clothes, he did not want people to recognize him. He walked through the crowded market, carefully observed people and sometimes stood by to listen to their conversation. Suddenly, a man came rushing down the street with his hands thrown wide apart. "Move, you fellow, can't you see I'm in a hurry?" he shouted at Birbal. He was so busy glaring at Birbal that he did not see that there was a puddle of water in front of him. He ran right into it, slipped and fell into the mud. "You are the cause of my bad luck, you silly fellow," he shouted angrily. The man lay there in the mud, hands held apart, and kicked his legs in the air as he tried to get up. Birbal was puzzled by the man's strange behavior. "Why don't you use your hands to support yourself and then get up?" Birbal asked curiously. "First, you block my way and make me fall. And then you stand there asking me silly questions instead of helping me. Can't you see that I cannot use my hands?" said the man in an irritated tone. "Why not?" asked Birbal. "They look all right to me. I have measured out the length of cloth that my wife wants with my hands. How will I know the correct length if I move my hands?" said the man, still lying in the puddle. "Ha, I've found one person," Birbal thought to himself. "I'll help you up if you promise to come with me," said Birbal. The man readily agreed. He did not even ask why he had to follow Birbal. He simply said, "My name is Kamal and my wife will surely thank you." "All right, Kamal, follow me," said Birbal and helped him up. Kamal followed Birbal with his hands still held far apart. They had hardly walked down the street when Birbal saw a man riding a horse. That was a common sight in those days, but there was something unusual in this case. The man had a large bundle of sticks on his head. "My friend, why do you carry the bundle on your head? You can place it on the horse's back just behind you and feel more comfortable," suggested Birbal. "Oh, no, no," the man protested. "I take good care of my horse. He is old and weak, and I do not want to burden him with the extra weight." Birbal hid a smile. Instead of pointing out his foolishness, Birbal said, "You are a kind fellow. What is your name?" The man replied that his name was Hassan. "Well, Hassan, I was looking for a man just like you. Please follow me," said Birbal. Hassan meekly followed Kamal, who still had his hands held apart. They formed a curious group, and strangely enough, everyone else was so busy with whatever they were doing that no one bothered to find out who they were or where they were going. They slowly made their way through the crowded market streets. Birbal was wondering whether he had run out of luck when he heard a loud toot toot. He turned around and a man with his hand outstretched came running behind them, nearly bumping into Birbal. "Can't you see? Where are you going?" demanded Birbal. and can't you get out of my way?" replied the man. "What is it that you are chasing with your hand outstretched? Is it so important that you cannot see anything else?" asked Birbal. "I was chasing the sound of my voice. I was about to catch it when all of you came in my way," the man said sadly. "Now, I will never be able to catch up my voice." He looked very disappointed. Birbal immediately said, "Why? I will help you catch your voice if you will follow me." "Really? Is that promise?" "I, Amar, will be forever grateful," he said, thumping his chest. The four men made an odd-looking group as they went through the streets of Delhi. It was now early afternoon and Birbal wanted to find one more man doing something foolish. They walked for another 2 hours. No luck indeed. Though Birbal observed people as carefully as before, he could find nothing out of the ordinary. Slowly, they turned into the street that would finally take them to the palace gates. It was almost dark when they reached the palace gates. Just outside the palace gates, they found a fat man, bent double, scratching among the pebbles with a stick in his hand. "What are you doing?" asked Birbal. "Oh, you gave me a start. I just dropped my precious diamond ring somewhere under that tree. But the shadows make it so dark that I cannot see. So I'm looking for it here where there is more light," he explained. "Ah, I will help you find it if you will follow me," said Birbal. "Really? Is that a promise?" the man asked, smiling, and quickly joined the others. The palace guards recognized Birbal and immediately opened the gates. Everyone was very amused by the strange group. It was really a sight to behold. Birbal led the way across the large courtyard, followed by Kamal with his hands still in the air, who was followed by Hasan on horseback with the bundle on his head, followed by Amar, who now and then said toot toot louder than ever. The last person in the group was the smiling fat man with the stick in his hand. Akbar was in his private hall when the five of them walked in. "Well, well, look who is here," said Akbar, who could not help smiling at the strange procession. "Your Majesty, I have brought before you the four most foolish men in Delhi," said Birbal. "How can you be so sure that they are the most foolish?" Akbar wanted to know. "By their actions, of course, you can judge for yourself, Your Majesty," said Birbal. He then narrated the story of how he had found the four men. Akbar had a hearty laugh when he heard the tale. Then the emperor, looking more pleased than ever, for he thought he had defeated Birbal, said, "I had asked you to bring the six most foolish men and you have brought only four." Birbal was not a bit worried. "Your Majesty, if you count the people in the room, there are six. And that includes you and me. You for giving me such a foolish task and me for completing that task. So you have the six most foolish men in Delhi," said Birbal. Akbar laughed so much at his joke that his sides began to ache. "Birbal," he said, "no one can match your wit."